Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Falcons insider. Do you like the term insider?
Oh,
insider.
I guess I've gotten used to it, but it was very jarring to hear at first.
Bo, you know, when we started the show, Bo was introduced in the opening to the morning shift as radio guru, Bo Morgan, and he despised that term. I don't like when he calls me All-American, so that's why he does it every single day. Calls me All-American. I'm like, dude, it just sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds ridiculous.
I guess guru sounds too zen for Bo.
Yeah. For Bo, 100%. Yeah, he's not a guru whatsoever.
I want to talk to you about the OTAs, but we do this thing called Which One Wednesday. I got a couple to throw at you.
Okay.
Flavor of Powerade, blue or orange?
Orange. Although I would say I'm you know, I responded to that quickly because I'm really an orange Gatorade guy.
Okay.
Same thing.
It is mostly the same thing, so I'll stick with the orange Powerade. Wow. But blue Powerade has some juice behind it.
Yeah. Better date spot, Truist or Mercedes Benz?
Ooh, I'd say Truist. More just because of the battery.
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Better town, Duluth or Fayetteville? There are no right answers here.
Some of us were raised in these cities.
I'll go with Duluth.
Yes.
I'll go with Duluth.
All right.
Go Wildcats.
Quickly. Where would you rather be seated? So Bo went last night to Metallica, as did Mike Bell.
Okay.
Bo was seated in like the VVIP suite last night.
Is that why
night.
Bo's not here this morning?
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly right. The VVIP suite last night on like the 50 with the sushi bar and all that kind of stuff. Mike Bell, like 10 feet off the stage getting sweat on by the guitarist. Yeah. Which one would you rather sit in? The VVIP where you have like somebody waiting on you, or would you rather be about 10 feet off the stage?
Oh, for Metallica, I feel like I need to be 10 feet off the stage. Right? But it depends on the artist, I think.
All right, last one. How about this one? Mexican food or Greek food? Which one?
Oh, man, this is really tough. Yeah. This is really tough.
Because
it kind of depends on, like, do I have somebody with me? Where am I going to be after
what
this?
Day of the week?
That's a very good point.
I'm going to go with Greek food. I've actually been on a little bit of a Greek food kick.
Wow, man.
Sounds
but
like
I love
I won
Mexican
which one
stuff.
Wins.
All right,
really good.
One final one. This is not even a which one because there's like five options. What's the best sauce to put on chicken fingers or chicken wrap? What's the best sauce? The best sauce. You can pick any of them.
All right, so I guess my go-to would be a Caesar dressing.
Whoa!
Dude, yeah.
I did not, like, that's but not even in the top 10 for me.
I think I just got, like, a bottle of the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And that is, like,
very crack. Solid.
See, there's like, something about, in there that is addicting.
I went, like, Zaxby's sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce, ranch, barbecue, and then, you know, you keep going to Buffalo. You can keep going on from there. But so, Polynesian's cool.
Just real quick, can you please explain to Mike that ranch is basic? Ranch is a basic sauce.
It does not belong next to ketchup.
It's mustard, ketchup, and ranch. The three most basic sauces.
I used to love ranch, and I think as I've gotten older, you know, I've grown up, Dylan, I've matured a little bit in my life. And
I will not let y'all do this to me right now.
You know, I still
do like ranch. But
that's
like
how you get kids to eat carrots is ranch
dressing. Right, yeah.
Exactly. So, Mike, did you put ranch on pizza just real quick? Did you put
100%.
Yeah.
Is this even a question?
You look like a guy that put ranch on pizza.
Speaking of, I have a thing with carrots. I don't know if anybody else has this. I like cannot eat them anymore without gagging. Like when I chew them, it still feels like I'm just small chunks of carrot when I'm trying to swallow it. It's like I can't like
never had that issue.
Are you supposed to chew like 24 times and then it'll be fine?
Maybe I'm just not chewing enough.
I used to have that problem with celery though. And it's like all stringy. I'm like, man, can't get
soluble
that
and insoluble fibers. Stomach.
All right, we probably wasted enough of your time. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the studio today. You were at Flower Branch yesterday.
Monday. I'll never forget.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm getting lost in the weeds when it comes to the days of the week right now. Yeah. You were out at Flower Branch on Monday. You will never forget it, is what you said.
That's right.
Do you want to highlight why?
No. I won't go into that. Okay. I won't go into that. But it was an interesting day. I mean, we saw a training camp, or not even training camp, it's OTA scuffle. Have you ever seen this, Mike? And a non-padded practice?
Yes.
Because it was like a scuffle that stopped practice.
May or may not have been a part of this.
The whole team gathered around Raheem Morris after the scuffle. You may or may not have been part of it.
Apparently Mike's a fighter. I learned this week.
I had this gear, man, that I just felt like that it needed to be got to. And I was told to calm down after a while. I was like, dude, you're doing too much. Just calm down. No need to throw
it. Raheem seemed pissed about it, by the way. Like a lot of fans, when it was reported, they're like, yeah, this is great. Love to see this fiery spirit. And you know, the coaches really don't like this stuff.
Well, and I think Raheem looks at it right from you're one punch thrown away from a broken knuckle for your starting guard or your starting nose guard or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Well, and how rare is that to happen in that kind of practice?
You expect them to happen in training camp, you know, especially like when you've been practicing against each other for a while. Yeah, a lot, and the pads are on, of course, so there's more physical contact. You know, I haven't been covering the NFL for too long, only a few years, but I'd never seen this happen in non-padded OTAs.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. We kind of tried to break it down. I was like, you know, I wonder what drill they were doing. Do you know what drill there was? Was it one-on-one pass rush?
No, it was a team thing. They were in a team session.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was David Onyemata and Matthew Bergeron looked like in the middle of it. Which, by the way, if you don't know, like those are the two guys I would have guessed. If you were told me two starters are involved in the scuffle, those are the two. That. Yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit about Matthew Bergeron. I want to talk about this offense line. Ryan Neuzel back in the fold. Some of the conversation from some of the sound we played yesterday was about Bijan Robinson talking about, hey, no more 30-yard runs, 60-yard runs. It seems like there's been a focus on more explosive plays, both in the passing game. We talked about Darnell Mooney, some of his comments last week about that. Have you seen any of that where you – and I know it's hard to see from your vantage point, but is there a point where you look at Bijan and they're – coming out of the red zone where there's 80 yards to go down the field and Bijan's like finishing his run at the goal line. Julio used to do that where he would always make sure he got to the goal line at the end of the field. Anything you've seen from Bijan or any of those guys really in terms of explosives?
I think Jerry Rice was also famous for like taking every single practice pass all the way to the other end of the field. Honestly, I haven't really seen anything like it, but it's something that I think all the offensive coaches and players are talking about. Honestly, Dwayne Ledford has talked about it too and talking about how, you know, obviously a lot to ask to like break more 60-yard, you know, house called touchdowns, but that is kind of on the offensive line to take care of that as much as possible. And I think Bijan with his athletic skills, you know, I think that everybody's confident that he can do that. And it's kind of funny that Bijan mentioned, he's like, we were sixth in the NFL last year in total offense. Not good enough. And they were talking about how they need to improve, but it was kind of striking, like, oh, they were sixth in offense last year?
And I do, and I think the thing to point out is I think that was the reason that Bijan was originally drafted is because you had Tyler Allgeier, and we're all like, well, you got a 1,000-yard running back. But you wanted the home runs. You didn't necessarily want the Tyler Allgeier 8-yarders. You're like, dude, you have to have explosive plays in the NFL these days, and that's why he was drafted.
And that's exactly what Arthur Smith, how he described him in the post-draft press conference after they drafted him. He said he's a home run hitter.
Yes.
And, yeah, they want those home runs.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, and A.J. Terrell was talking about James Pierce Jr. and taking him under his wing, kind of Raheem's idea. That's a unique relationship with a corner and an edge. What have you seen between vets and rookies out at OTAs? What's that relationship like?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think that Raheem does a great job of trying to foster that kind of mentorish type of relationship between the guys. And he even just talked about last year when Michael Penix came in, It used to be the case, I know in previous coaching staffs, that the open lockers was kind of like, you know, whichever ones are open, the player and the next player who signed kind of gets to choose wherever they want to be. But he said it was a conscious decision by them to put Michael Penix next to Jesse Bates in the locker room. And consciously not next to Kirk Cousins, because they're going to spend a lot of time together in the quarterback room. But to have a player on the opposite side of the ball who can kind of, you know, maybe give them a perspective that they might not otherwise get so often, I think has been really good for Mike. And I think that for these two guys, I mean, it's interesting that it's not, you know, different sides of the ball, but it is very different positions between being a corner and being a speed rusher. But you know, both are involved in the passing. Passing
we
defense,
both need we need both of them to be really good.
Yeah. And Raheem said that, you know, they just have kind of similar personalities, which is interesting because I think everybody has great respect for AJ and his personality, and the fact that James Pierce Jr. was like slated in the pre-draft press the pre-draft process for these quote unquote personality issues, but that hasn't seemed to be a problem whatsoever so far.
Yeah, I love to hear that. And look, I think the mentor mentee thing, he's doing a great job kind of cultivating that. I can't wait to see kind of how that goes as far as, you know, Jesse Bates with Xavier Watts and, you know, whatever else. It's just, it is interesting to Allie's point that you see an edge in a corner. It's like, yeah, I can't. And hopefully that means that, you know, James Pierce is one of those guys that already has his sack celebration lined up. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's AJ Terrell,
obviously. He's a confident guy, for sure.
Confident guy. All right, so in terms of vocal leadership, that's another thing I want to hear. A lot of times in situations like this, and we heard from Divine Diablo earlier, and he was like, hey, I've got to earn the right to kind of be a leader on this defense. We don't really know what his role is going to be, but just in terms of overall being out there and getting the vibe of this team, Jesse Bates is that guy. I know Caden Ellis has been that guy. I'm curious on that defensive front, though. Is this David Onyemata's defensive front? Because Grady Jarrett's no longer there.
Right, right. I've always felt like for the defensive front here, there's like an opportunity for these guys to kind of carve their own, like, you know, identity basically into what this Falcons defense is. It feels like when you move on from a player who's been around for so long, who kind of controls, you know, controls like the way that people operate in the locker room and stuff, that things can just be changed, maybe be a little livelier. They are younger guys, and there are some bigger personalities. Like Rook, you know, is a guy who didn't get to play a lot, but he's like a fun-loving, kind of jovial personality. And so that's how a lot of these guys are, a lot of these younger guys. And Grady was like a very serious guy, you know, and he was a leader by example, that type. So I think there's definitely an opportunity for some of these guys to kind of come out of their skin a little bit, but more so just like take ownership of, you know, their role on the team and being one of those leaders.
It is funny. I always looked at it like there was going to be words said. No matter who it was, there's going to be words said. And it's just like when a guy like Grady Jarrett leaves, there's a void of words being said. Somebody will fill it.
Yeah. Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They a lot of times, and you're on a good team, the void will be filled by good players. Right. Yeah, it's right. Like you want a good, but not always. Like I've been on bad teams where it's like, dude, shut up, man. Shut up.
The loudest God's voices sake, are going to win.
So I've seen that that thing kind of too.
Yeah.
Just to finish up, we did hear from a number of players, obviously, and one of the things that stuck out to me, Ryan Neuzel spoke, and Chris Lindstrom spoke as well. Now, I made fun of it because if you go to Atlanta Falcons' website, it's like Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and others talk to the media. Yeah. I'm like, dude, what is the deal? It's just frustrating, but I love hearing from those guys. It sounded to me like Chris Lindstrom was genuinely happy for Ryan Neuzel, which I love to hear.
I think they almost like see him like as like a brother, like a younger brother.
I got that vibe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because they came in even like, you know, similar times. Yeah. And I think they all just have respect, you know, offensive linemen, especially just given the position and how there's no notoriety in any way for a UDFA to kind of come in and improve over time. I think they're all happy to see that. And it's funny because one of my first days ever covering the Falcons, Arthur Smith, the then coach, referred to the scout team offensive line as Newsflash and the Boys. And it sounds like a band or something. And so I had to ask Lindstrom, I was like, are you just part of the Boys now? Are you just part of Newsel's group here now? So yeah, they're all really excited.
I love to hear that, man. Anything else standing out to you out there before we let you go?
No, that's about it.
What's the weather been like?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, that's a,
it's been pretty nice actually. It was cold and rainy the first week, and then yesterday was more like that's proper OTA.
That's the first thing I always want to know when we talk about OTAs, because you want to talk about the vibe being high. You can always tell if the vibe's going to be high or not based on the weather. Like how hot
the
is
vibes
it?
Were higher when the weather was better.
Yeah, when you get to like the 85 degree mode, you're like, dude, it's going to be a bad day out there. Like that's when the skirmishes start, right? Anyways, man, appreciate you hanging out with and jumping back in with us. That's Joe Patrick, the insider, as he likes to be called, giving us the latest on Flowery Branch.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.